Well, COVID case numbers and hospitalisations are climbing, even as less people come forward for PCR testing. It means that the proportion of people who have the virus is far higher than what is reflected in official figures, the levels which the World Health Organization classifies as out of control. The question now is, how do we get this latest wave under control in Australia? Catherine Gregory reports.
The soaring demand for PCR testing right now means not everyone with COVID is able to get a test and be captured in the daily figures. And according to some experts, it means the pandemic is officially out of control in many parts of Australia.
WHO have set a cutoff of 5%. They say that if you have less than 5% test positivity, then everything's under control. Anything greater than that, and things are out of control. So in every state and territory in Australia at the moment, apart from Western Australia, things are basically out of control.
Adrian Esterman is an epidemiologist and biostatistician at the University of South Australia. He's talking about COVID test positivity rates, which refers to how many people are testing positive out of how many people are getting tested. It's estimated to have gone from less than 1% a couple of months ago to around 20% in New South Wales now.
But now, because of the new government guidelines, there's a much smaller group of people going in for testing. And they're far more likely to be positive because they've usually got symptoms, or they've been close contacts, or they're testing to see if they've recovered. So you have very high test positivity rates. But what it also means is there's a lot of people out there who didn't go in for testing and who are likely to be infectious, probably several times the actual declared case number.
In Victoria, the latest figures show there were more than 8,500 positive cases out of 44,000 tests. Adrian Esterman says since the reproduction number is over 2, it means there's a doubling of case numbers every 4 days. So what will it take to reduce the spread of the virus? Professor Esterman says either stricter public health measures or we just wait it out, which is what he believes governments are aiming for at the moment.
They're hoping that with enough people getting booster shots, because we know that just 2 doses isn't sufficient, that it'll bring case numbers down. And it's not only that, but you're getting these thousands and thousands and thousands of people being infected, especially in New South Wales. They're going to recover and be reasonably immune. So you've got all of this sort of immunity from recovering from infection, plus more and more people getting vaccinated. So eventually that will tend to reduce the case numbers down.
He thinks there could be a tipping point before that, though, where the health systems just can't cope with a sheer number of cases. And he believes New South Wales is already close.
So let's just assume that 5% of people infected have it severe enough they have to go into hospital. So that's 1,000 people a day. No way New South Wales Health could manage that.
Dr. Michael Bonning is a respiratory specialist in Western Sydney and the AMA's New South Wales Chair of Council. He says there's been a huge increase in hospitalisations. In New South Wales, it's now 1,200, rising by the hundreds each day.
That is lower than we would have expected if we were an unvaccinated population or without this Omicron variant, but certainly the higher case rates across the state and across the country do mean we should expect to see increasing rates in hospital. Now, whether that will extend to ICU is a story where, you know, we're still working to understand. But with both the Christmas period and with hospital workers being furloughed due to their close contact status, we're finding that it is becoming quite difficult to staff, especially critical areas of hospitals.
He says healthcare workers have been working in high-pressure settings for 2 years now, and something needs to change. Governments need to invest more in recruiting healthcare staff and in hospitals. But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says while hospitalisations have increased, there's also been a drop in the number of people on ventilators.
And as we adapt to Omicron, we're able to better protect Australians, and we're seeing that with the results in the ventilation units. At the moment, there are 51 Australians as of last night who are currently on ventilation for COVID. This is actually down from 54 patients nationwide on the 15th of December. So almost 3 weeks later, there's actually been a reduction in patients on ventilation. So all of these things are coming together to help protect Australians.
And as Professor Sanjaya Senanayakar, an infectious diseases specialist, points out, we're better placed now than we were at the start of the pandemic.
There's some Japanese data that came out suggesting in its early stages, Omicron's 4.2 times more transmissible than Delta. And if that's the case, it's potentially the most infectious disease we've ever seen in human history. So I'm very glad that Omicron has arisen now and not in 2020 when we didn't have any vaccines and we didn't know what medications work.
ANU's Professor Sanjaya Senanayakar ending that report by Catherine Gregory.